Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Friday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Thursday. Yet another big name in the US falls due to sexual harassment claims. Layden wants to have another whinge about rates and Phil Goff and the Auckland Council. We're keeping an eye on the plant protein developments, replacing meat, service station ice creams with Marcus. I think that it's all heading towards that audio today in the podcast. But first up, the CTV decision. Chris Lynch not happy.
What were you expecting from the police today?
Absolute prosecution, without a doubt. This is just highlighting New Zealand's inefficient, ineffectual New Zealand police force. When you look at what the TVNZ Sunday program did, and frankly they did an excellent expose on the fundamental flaws of this building, you also have to remember that the Royal Commission of Inquiry found that the building should not have pancaked, that there should in fact, that there were design flaws from the get-go. This is an absolute slap in the face for every New Zealander, believe you me, and this will not be the end of it, but this just goes to prove just how inefficient and ineffective our police force is. Now, don't forget, we have had this happened in 2011. It is nearly 2018. They've had this entire time to look at this. I've spoken to several members of the CTV family today. They say this is bordering on corruption.
Well, as I said just moments before I started talking to you, I mean, yeah, if you lost somebody in this building and the fact that the Royal Commission has found that a number of people stuffed up, why would you not be seeing people held accountable? It beggars belief, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I guess in my personal opinion, the problem we have in this country is that we have far too many bureaucrats, sadly, who do love to clip the ticket. This is actually a problem that's unique to New Zealand. Now, when you look at what's happened in Christchurch, and I know you're from Auckland, but if you do come down to Christchurch, I know the few times you have, it is an embarrassment. Why is it an embarrassment? Because after everything that the city has been through, it's a pretty lacklustre rebuild. You look at the central city, you look at the broken homes, you look at the issues that we've all experienced with EQC, an insurance company. This country is riddled, in my opinion, with corruption at the highest level, and today's example of no one being held account for the deaths of 115 people in a building that should not have collapsed is corruption.
Okay, so a fairly clear example of some of the anger about that decision straight out of the heart of Christchurch for you. Plenty of anger around the world at the moment of people in power sexually harassing other people. What does Rachel think about Matt Lauer? News anchor, now the next one to fall.
He's one of the most famous TV news anchors in America. He earns about $25 million a year. He moderated an election debate between Trump and Clinton, but he's gone. You may recognise his name. He's the American who bought the Hunter Valley Station near Wanaka this year. It's 6,500 acres, paid a lot of money for it, loves New Zealand, but that's why you may know his name. Anyway, I digress. He's been sacked from the NBC overnight. And why? Well, an allegation of sexual misconduct. The complaint from a colleague is detailed, apparently, and NBC has immediately terminated his contract. Lauer has either admitted to it or the allegation is so serious it's warranted Lauer's immediate sacking. Now, off the back of that, Trump sent out another tweet. This is what it said. Wow, Matt Lauer has just been fired by the NBC for inappropriate sexual behaviour in the workplace. But when will the top executives at NBC be fired for putting out so much fake news? Now, I don't even know where to start with that. He's dismissed what is clearly a serious allegation of sexual misconduct and used it to have another crack at the media. Where are the checks and balances with this man? There are none. None whatsoever. How is it that this man was elected to run the most powerful country in the world? How did that even happen? Honestly, if humanity survives this presidency, I reckon we'll be doing really bloody well. I can't believe it. So much offence overnight. And it just shows the disconnect that Trump has from the big issues facing the world today.
Well, and the disconnect from reality completely, really. Anyway, another day, something else weird will come out of his administration, I'm sure. Leighton Smith thinks that the Auckland Council's a bit weird and not being run very well either, I think.
I have to say it. The tram to the airport is the biggest waste of money ever. Ever. And it's more expensive, by the look of it, it's more expensive than the underground. You know? I mean, seriously, it is a waste of money. And we will be paying for it forever. We will be subsidising that rail link, that light rail link to the airport, through our taxes or through petrol taxes or whatever. They're all taxes. By the way, those of you who wondered about the petrol tax, 10 cents a litre, of course it had GST on it. I told you that. I think most people knew it, but a few asked, you know, is it going to be more because of GST? Yes. Yes, it's a tax on a tax, which is an obscenity in itself. But so is the 10 cents a litre, by the way. Now, just to rub salt into the wound, it's not just for the rail or the light rail. It's also for sewerage and a couple of other things. So the money they haven't spent while they've wasted it over such a long period of time, we now have to subsidise. Meantime, there are how many thousands or millions of people taking home hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in their pay packets? I don't know. I've lost count. It's a lot. It's too many. It really makes me want to punch somebody.
Oh, dear. Jeez, it's that time of year. People are getting stressed out and being driven to violence. Let's all just... Why can't we all just get together and have a nice meal of plant protein? Here's Nick Beebe explaining why New Zealand Beef and Lamb are looking into this.
How concerned are you about a move away from traditional meat to alternative proteins?
Yeah, look, Larry, I think... As a sector, we are concerned about this, and we're really wanting to anticipate how the world is changing and how consumer dynamics and preferences are changing. And so we see it as our role to lead the industry to ensure it remains relevant in the consumers.
So what's the nature of this report, this analysis? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I suppose one of the first things we're doing is trying to sort out the hype from reality. You know, in New Zealand, we're a primary production-based economy, and we really have to understand how this may impact us.
And what's your gut feeling at the moment? What sort of impact could this have?
Oh, we're absolutely seeing the rise of plant-based proteins. You know, this isn't actually a new concept, but we're starting to see signs of some disruption in some areas, absolutely.
What potential risk is it to the industry?
There is a real risk if we were to have our heads in the sand and do nothing about it. But I suppose that's why we are being quite proactive in actually undertaking the study.
Sort of just needs to be an ongoing discussion. I don't know that we... Do we have to actually replace the meat? Can't we just have... this kind of like new food as well? I'm in favour of having more food, generally. We're going to finish up, speaking of food things, about service station ice creams with Marcus.
And I hope the bosses of Zed and BP and Mobil and Caltex are listening, or Chevron, is it? Why don't, and you might be able to answer me this, why don't gas stations do ice cream in a cone? If you were the boss of Zed or Mobil, why wouldn't you make that your signature thing? Like have a, what's it called, Magic Bean, Coffee Bean, Magic Bean, Runner Bean. I forget the gas station. It's called something Bean. I had a loyalty card there for a while. Instead of doing that, why don't you also do ice creams as well? Why does that not happen? I can never work that out. Because everyone loves it. And I don't think the marketers have made enough of ice cream in a cone. Sure, it might be a lost leader, but what's petrol? Because I don't think many, if any, do that ice cream in a cone. I'm sure they say it's too much of a hassle, but gee, what's making coffee? It takes forever. I forgot the name of that brand too. Is it Magic Bean? BP? It's going to annoy me now. Something Bean. You know, Helen? Yeah, but you'd know what it was called. You'd say Wild Bean. There we go. I answered my own question with the internet. Wild Bean Cafe. So why don't they embrace ice creams? It would be huge for them. Dad and the kids, get some gas, also get an ice cream. Amazes me they've never thought of it. And you can't say it's more, because some dairies it's more hassle than it's worth. But I think a gas station should be a very, very good idea. So answer me that one if you can, 0800 80 80. Actually, while I'm thinking of that, why has no one ever come up with a V-flavoured ice block or an energy drink ice block for like a tradie? Because tradies live on energy drink. You just got your house roof. There's energy drink cans everywhere. So why don't V or Mother or Red Bull or one of those places do an energy drink ice block? These are all very good ideas. You could make millions. An energy drink ice block, probably you could name your price. I think it would be extremely successful.
You may have a point. Does he deliberately call mobile just to annoy people, do you think? Especially the people at mobile. I am Glenn ZB. That has been News Talk ZB for Friday and the week. I will be back here with the weekend edition on Monday. That's when I'll be saying things to deliberately annoy people, especially our hosts. I'll see you then.